welcome to episode 10 of Discover Ocala, presented by Showcase Properties of Central Florida. I'm Valerie Daly, the presenter for this podcast. In this podcast, I visit with Shannon and Karen Cobbs to discuss Grandview Invitational and Grandview Clydesdales. Let's learn more. It's great to see you guys. First podcast of 2024.
Yay!
I'm so glad that you're here today, Karen and Shannon Cobbs of Grandview.
Yes.
Clydesdales.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So I met you guys 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Or was it six?
Yeah, maybe even going on six now. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah. 6 years. Yeah.
And you guys had a dream.
We did.
And what was that dream? What did it initially start with, and where has it gone from there?
Right. So we moved to the area about 11 years ago, I guess. And, you know, we go and we show the Clydesdales all over North America. So we're all over the place. And so when we moved into the horse capital of the world, there was no draft horse shows for us to compete at. So I tried to convince my lovely husband here saying that we should actually host a show for our industry. And it only took me 4 years to convince him.
Yeah, I was a boat anchor.
He was my boat anchor. But I did get him convinced. And so in 2019, we actually held our inaugural event over at the Florida Horse Park, which is the Grandview Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So. Yes. And how many people were competing, or how many rigs, is that what they're called?
Or hitches.
Hitches,
yeah.
Okay.
So typically we like having that top 12 across North America that we invite down to compete.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what breeds?
The Clydesdale breed is what we have. Then the Belgian breed and the Percheron breed. Those are the main three breeds that make up draft horses. But those are the three that will be competing at our shows.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And you have multiple classes.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yes.
Explain those.
Yes. So in our competitions, it's all of the hitch classes or the driving classes that we do. It's everything from a single horse in a cart. We compete in the team class, which is two horses. Then we do what's called a unicorn class. There's no horns involved, but there is a configuration of three. Then we do the four horse hitch and the six horse hitch. That's our most prestigious class and what we compete in. And then we also add two to that, and we can compete in the eight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I guess that we do add a special class into the Invitational. It's called the Four Abreast, and it's four horses across the wagon instead of going out front. So,
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah,
one.
It's on the very last day of the Invitational.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Very unique class.
We love sharing them with the community. We love sharing with people.
Yep.
You know, we get a lot of the top quality horses in our industry come here for that, and so it's great for people to come and see and enjoy. And we love having the different classes for people to see different options for them to look at.
Where do they come from?
Good
all
question.
Over.
Yeah, all yep. over. So from Quebec and Wyoming and Colorado and Vermont and the Midwest.
Yeah, everywhere.
And, you know, literally everywhere you can imagine. There are different farms and ranches throughout the country and even Canada that come down and compete. And so every year, it depends on who's all coming, but they change. But they've been a lot of people come from a long ways away to the horse capital of the world.
Yeah, right. And And so that's a major commitment to come from that.
Absolutely.
A long ways away.
Mm-hmm. It is.
How long do they stay?
Yeah, so for the Invitational, like it's February 1st to the 3rd. They're usually here a couple of days before that. And then we added another show. So they're basically here for a 10-day stretch.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So talk about the show that you added. I believe this will be the third or fourth year.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So since the World Equestrian Center got established, we actually added a second show. Since we are bringing all the hitches to this area, we thought it made sense to add that second show just to give our competitors more of a – I guess, bang for their travel of doing a back-to-back competition. And we could use both facilities in our area. So we added Grandview World Nights over at the World Equestrian Center, and that's February 8th, 9th, and 10th this year.
Yeah. And what's different about the World Night?
Yeah, so the difference between the two shows, other than a couple of different classes, it's basically a different facility. So if you want to come to the Florida Horse Park, it's under roof, but it's an open air facility with bleacher seating. And then the Grandview World Nights over at the World Equestrian Center, it is in a climate controlled arena with allocated stadium seating. So mm-hmm. it's just a different facility to watch the competition in.
Yeah, the competitions are 2 weekends. You know, they're always the first and the second weekend of February, but they're pretty much the same competitions each weekend, just two different facilities, right? We really wanted to utilize two of the major facilities in the area. I think it's good for our area to do that, and also, but it's good for our competitors that are coming. They're making that commitment to come to Florida. It's a long ways for some people, right? And a lot of
and to keep horses ready throughout absolutely. The winter. Because they're driving, you know, in a lot colder temperatures than we are right now.
Sure.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. I think when the first time that I went, what amazed me was that you allowed people to go to the stalls.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And people could walk right up to the horses.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, you don't see that in other breeds. So,
no.
How does that happen?
Yeah, like the draft horse industry has always been really open to spectators. I think that the horses do have that reputation as being the gentle giants of the horse industry. So opening the barns to the general public that might not be used to the horse industry, having them be able to walk up right to the stalls, meet the competitors, the owners of these horses, it just gives them a sense of being really involved in the event other than just watching a show that they might not understand.
We really try and bring the people that are coming to watch the show, whether they're equine people or not. We welcome them all, and they can come and meet the horses and see them up close. Like you said, it's a very personal experience for anyone that comes to one of our events that they might not know anything about a horse, and yet they can still be around them and enjoy them. And likewise with horse people that are used to being around horses, they love it as well, right? So it's good for both.
Yeah, it's a totally different atmosphere.
Totally, yeah.
Very, very much
very
so.
Very friendly and open. Yes.
Yeah. And they're really big.
They are big. Yes,
how big are they?
Yeah, so there'll be numerous horses at our event that are well over 19 hands tall. You know, they're the biggest horses there are in the world, right?
2,000 plus pounds.
Yeah, almost every horse will be there. Will be, well, a ton or more. And they're big. They're the bodybuilders of the horse world, mm-hmm. is what we always say. And you know, they're exceptionally good-natured for their size because they are so big, but there's a lot of 19-hand horses at our events.
So. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yeah, and when they get rolling, the ground literally rumbles when they start going. So, yeah, it's fun to, you know, then I think that's a big part of when people come to watch the competition. They're just in awe of these guys all hooked up at once, you know, the six horse hitch, and everything's done to music, and people do not leave their seats.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And everybody is dressed. They have their manes and braids and their tails are short. They all have different colors. Talk a little bit about, so everybody gets dressed up to ride the hitches.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So I guess we always say, you know, we're putting the horses in their Sunday best. So we kind of want to match that style ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep the level of performance and class up. So I guess we're trying to keep in our Sunday best too.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 So when they're, you know, when the horses are all braided and their manes and their tails and the harness, and when they're all decorated, it's in a, you know, something beautiful that a lot of people have never seen up close. And we welcome them to come and experience that, because it is something that most people maybe have seen on TV or seen in a commercial, but they've never had a chance to see in real life. Right. And mm-hmm. so they can come and experience it and be literally 5 feet from them and enjoy the pure size and beauty of it all.
Yeah. So 19 hands, about how old are the horses, and how long does it take to teach them how to pull a hitch?
Right. Yeah. So typically their show years are anywhere from, you know, 5 to that late teens are their competition years. So.
Yeah. And I always say that it depends on the horse as far as mm-hmm. how some of them mature sooner than others, you know, just like people do. But that 5 years old, 6 years old is kind of a really good starting point. And because they've had, a lot of times they'll start training maybe at 3, and then they have their 3 and their 4-year-old year to kind of learn the ropes. And then by 5, they're kind of ready to go into elite competition. And then some of them, we always kind of say that if you can get a horse that's had a lot of experience, like any discipline, experience is key. So it's like you try and, if you do have a younger horse, you try and maybe partner them up with a veteran so that they can learn from that, you know, that other horse, right?
Yeah,
right.
Definitely the rookies and the veterans. You know, we always reference, you know, putting a 6 or 8 horse hitch together is like putting together a professional sports team. Yeah. So you do have your rookies that are coming up that you're just hoping and praying that they, you know, do their job in there. And you have your veterans to take you on through the competitions.
So are the veterans up front, or are they in the back, or how
depends,
does that work?
Right? Depends. Completely depends. Yeah. And in a perfect world, if you had you kind of have them sprinkled throughout, right? So you have maybe younger ones and rookies that are kind of interchangeable with the veterans. But it's not really that they're front or the back. It's just each horse has their own spot for a reason. Yep.
And just so, like a pitcher or a catcher or first baseman, you know, that it's the same thing, you know, and you need your lead horses right out front. You know, you need them to be experienced, but you also need them to be full of energy. So there's a fine line between that. Right. So it, and throughout the whole hitch, you know, your swing team that's right in the middle, they have their crucial roles, and then the wheel team that's right at the back, they do most of the pulling of the wagon, so they have an important job as well. Mm-hmm. So
so I've seen some women driving hitches. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I think you also have a youth division.
We
is
do
that correct?
We do. Yep. So there's lady classes, youth classes, as well as even peewee classes that
really?
Yes. So
yeah, we try and get the youth involved, you know, at a young age. It's something that, you know, they are the next generation, right? So we have to, I think, in the horse world in general, we need to really, you know, almost cater to them a little bit to try and get more youth involved in the equine world, no matter what discipline. And I think we're trying really hard in our shows to get the younger kids involved. And it's working.
Neat. So the other thing that you guys offer in this area are farm tours.
We do. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about these farm tours.
Right.
At your actual farm.
They are at our facility that we do all of our breeding, all of our training, everything right there. We've been doing them for about 3 years now. We decided that it would be great to open the facility up so people could actually come in and see how a true Clydesdale working operation actually functions and works. So, we've been one of the largest Clydesdale breeders for decades in the world. So we touch on the breeding aspect, how these guys get trained for competition at the elite level. And then we also discuss, you know, their careers as show horses. So,
and you do this on a daily basis for the most part.
Right. So we offer them year round. So it can be any time of the year, but we do them on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays.
Okay.
Then for our Christmas tours, those start in November every year, and they run through January. mid-January.
And how long are the tours?
Yeah, so typically they're about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yep. And it is a walking tour, but it's very minimal walking. And then we have seating provided throughout the whole tour on all the different stations that we actually go visit.
Yeah, we've really set the tours up for, obviously in Florida, we want everyone to be able to enjoy them. So it doesn't matter if, you know, you have a walker, if you're in a wheelchair, or if you're,
it's accessible for everybody.
We've had tours that had 2-year-olds in it right up to 101 in the same
amazing.
Tour. And we've really tried to make the tours very accessible to everybody. Because, you know, people all love horses, but a lot of times it's tough for them to go see horses, right? And especially the Clydesdale, a lot of people would love to be right yep. next to them. And that's, we always tell people when they come to the farm, they're going to not only get next to them, but, you know, they get right beside them and enjoy them. And it's important for us to have everyone have a chance to come do that yep. at the farm.
Yeah, they get to take pictures,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, get to pet them, get your picture taken with them in groups or individual pictures. And so it's a real personable experience.
So where does one find out how to sign up for a
tour? Yeah, so you would just go right onto our website. So you would visit GrandviewClydesdales.tours.
Okay.
And you can book your day and your time that works for you right there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And what about the show that's coming up?
Yes. So for if you want to attend the Grandview Invitational, it's just grandviewinvitational.com to get those tickets. And it's a $20 ticket. Or if you wanted to go to the one over at the World Equestrian Center, you would just go to grandviewworldnights.com. And those tickets start at $35.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And how long does the show last?
Well, the Invitational, it starts at 12 noon, usually finishes up around 2:30. It is a judged event, so it depends how long my judge actually takes.
Mm-hmm.
But usually around 2:30. So it's more like a sporting event. Grandview World Nights, it starts at 4 in the afternoon and finishes up around 6:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we created the shows, we really tried to put the spectators in mind, not just the people that are showing, but we wanted it fun for people watching. And that's why we truly made it more like a sporting event or like a concert than a horse show. Because a lot of people, they don't know what they're watching, and you don't have to know what you're watching at our events to enjoy them. Right. And we didn't want someone to have to sit there for 6 hours and not know what they're watching and being bored. And so it's a 2.5-3 hour, all done to music,
yep.
like Karen said, and it's really enjoyable for people to watch.
Yep. There's food at both events, bars at both events, shopping areas, vendor areas. So it gives a lot of different diversity of what people can actually go see and do along with the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun, I can
yeah.
tell you. And I've been a very proud sponsor.
Yes, you
for
have.
You guys. For,
yes.
From the very beginning.
I can't thank you
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
yep.
been really unique to have this in our area, because like you said, we didn't have
it
nope.
that.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the only draft horse shows in the whole state of Florida.
Yeah.
So yep.
And yeah, we tell everyone, that the big giant horses come to the state just that one time a year, right? They come in the beginning of February, and they're here the first weekend, the second weekend of February, and not to miss them. And it's enjoyable for people to see. But we love sharing the size of the horses with them and the overall just athletic ability of them to the general public.
Yeah. The biggest thing I think that is both very important to Shannon and I is that, you know, you can go see different, you know, draft horses throughout the country and even here locally. But when you're coming to, you know, even our farm or our events, you are seeing the best there is in the world. And so that's really important for Shannon and I to share with the people in our community.
Yeah, a lot of the top athletes in the draft horse world come to our events.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have had a lot of them at our own farm and still do. And so when people come to see them, they're not just seeing other horses, but they're seeing just
world
huge,
champions.
Massive
yep.
world champions that that people have maybe seen videos of or clips on TV or whatever, and then they can come meet them in person at whether one of our events or at our tours.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm so glad that you guys moved here.
Yes.
And so glad that you had the vision Thank you for releasing
the
boat anchor.
Yes, I know the boat anchor. I said it was a few years in the making, but she had a dream, and every time she told it to me, I'm like, that sounds like an unbelievable amount of work, which it is, but it's been very rewarding, and she's done an amazing job with it.
Yes.
I always tell people, if they knew the amount of work that goes into it throughout the whole year, it's unreal, but it's a well-oiled machine now. She does a great job, and if you haven't been to one of the events, she really does knock it out of the park.
That, at either event or the farm tour.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's all very special.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your support. Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is why we love where we live. Thanks to Karen and Shannon for joining us today. And we look forward to being with you once again next month, right here on Discover Ocala, presented by Showcase Properties of Central Florida.
Discover Ocala is presented by Showcase Properties of Central Florida. As an independent brokerage firm for over two decades, Showcase Properties has helped customers throughout Central Florida achieve their real estate goals. Showcase Realtors offer expertise in a variety of property types and price points, and their services go beyond just buying and selling. Visit ShowcaseOcala.com to connect with a dedicated local realtor and start your unique real estate journey today. We also want to thank you, the listener, for taking time to discover Ocala with us. We hope you enjoyed this month's episode. And if you did, please consider leaving us a review or rating wherever you're listening, or even telling a friend about us. If you have any questions on other organizations, individuals, or events you'd like to see covered in future episodes, you can get in touch with us directly at discoverocala@showcaseocala.com. See you next month.